Hi, welcome to It's a Kinetic Thing with Karen Kay. I'm Karen, and today we're going to be talking about peptide therapy.
Like the latest, greatest
Latest, greatest,
invention.
kind of most popular ones. It's interesting because a lot of people think these are new things, but they're actually peptides that our body has produced naturally forever. We're just now starting to be able to identify them and replicate them. And so for people that want a more natural, organic, holistic approach, peptides are a great option for people.
I have a question about that. Mm-hmm. Are they considered, and I know they're a short change of amino acids, but are they considered synthetic or not?
No.
Okay, I didn't think so, but yeah. I heard someone say that recently, and I thought, no, that's not right.
No, they're kind of like the hormones. You know, you have the synthetic hormones, you have bioidentical hormones that kind of, it's like you take a key that came with a lock, or you go to Home Depot and have a duplicate key made. It fits in the lock the same. It makes the lock work the same. Same with the peptides.
Okay.
And so, as you said, you know, peptides are just short chains of amino acids stacked together to do certain things. So today I thought we'd talk about kind of the three I get asked probably most often about. One is CJC-1295. Another one is BPC-157. And then finally, NAD+. Is the other kind of big buzzword one you may have heard a lot about recently.
So let's talk about NAD plus first, because I feel like that one's like the one that everybody loves so much.
It is. It's nicotinamide adenine dinucleotide is what the NAD stands for.
Wow.
If you can say that. And so what it does is it is present in every single living cell in our bodies. We have a gene that is considered our longevity gene. It's called the SIRT gene, S-I-R-T. And NAD is really protective of that SIRT gene. So some people call it the anti-aging peptide, the peptide of youth, because it's central to our metabolism. It is anti-aging. It's anti-inflammatory. It prevents metabolic dysfunction. It is great for your skin. So it decreases fine lines and wrinkles and pigment. It helps you have younger, smoother looking skin. It increases collagen, elasticity, fibrin, hyaluronic acid, and keratin levels in our skin. So yeah, it's just pretty amazing. Like every cell in your body uses it. And they're finding, you know, more and more, obviously, like anything else, when you're in poor health, poor nutritional status, just the process of aging, our NAD levels start to fall. And so if we can supplement that, then we get to hang on to that youthful look and youthful cells a little longer.
That's so crazy that there's something like that out there. And would it be something that you would want to start in the younger age, like maybe your 40s, before it starts really depleting and you start seeing all the wrinkles?
Sure. I mean, the sooner you start it, the longer you put off the aging. You know, it's a lot easier to prevent aging than try to reverse it.
And there's really no side effects, negative side effects from taking it?
Not really. You might have some local skin irritation, some things like that. If you're undergoing active cancer treatment, it may not be the time to do that. But for the most part, it's good for everyone.
And why wouldn't you want to do it during treatment?
It's because it speeds up metabolism. And if you're trying to kill cancer cells, you don't want to
speed those up. Okay, that makes a lot of sense. And then tell me what the plus means on the end. Is that just kind of the way they've named it? It doesn't really mean anything.
Right.
I always hear people add that plus, and I've wondered if that was actually a function of the product or
don't know why.
Just the name for it.
It's just the way it was named.
It's really an anti-aging fountain of youth. If you really, like, I guess I'm asking more for, like, how about joint pain? Is it going to help all of that just because it's actually eliminating that aging process? Or
it helps some, for sure. I mean, there's other ones that are probably better specifically for joint aches and pains and things, but I don't think it's going to hurt anything. Obviously, as your cells are metabolizing healthier, you're going to feel better.
All of it's going to feel better.
Yeah.
And do you, what's the source? How do you take it?
So I see a lot of oral supplements out there, pills as well as liquid.
I've seen the liquid advertised a
lot.
Yeah,
I've not heard or seen a lot of great results from that. There's not much study on it going through the GI tract. All the studies that have been done pretty much are done by injection, either IV infusion or subcutaneous injection into the fat. There's a nasal spray out now as well. I have a couple people that are just terrified of needles. They like the nasal spray. I use it myself every day, or not every day, excuse me, I do twice a week, subcutaneous injections. And I can tell you personally, you know, the big things that I've noticed are I sleep so hard now. I never get up to go to the restroom anymore. I never wake up in the middle of the night. You can't go back to sleep. And then just, I do, I've had a fracture in my cervical spine. I have screws in there. And I just don't have the aches and the muscle problems that I used to have in my neck area since I've been taking it. And then interestingly, I've had several people ask me, you know, have I put a bunch of filler in my face? Have I done something? So obviously it's doing something to my skin.
Definitely see that in your skin every people time see I it. See you. It looks like you've done something.
Yeah.
And I know you haven't. So, because I usually know what you do.
Yeah.
But yeah, I can totally see it in your face.
Yeah. I am getting that. I noticed even like, you know, my upper underarm area there used to be a lot more crepey looking above my knees, a lot more crepey looking. So I've been doing it about 3 months. You definitely want to get a good product that's from a reputable source. There's a lot of peptides out there on the internet. They're clearly marked research purposes only, not for human consumption. I would be really afraid of those because you don't really know what you're getting. Are you actually getting anything that you're supposed to?
It's so crazy that people buy those. And there's warnings all over it.
Yeah, there is. And yes, it's a little cheaper, but you get what you pay for. And so if you're going to get it from a reputable healthcare provider, from a compounding pharmacy that's FDA approved to compound these things. Don't go buying the research stuff. I've had people come in with open sores and boils from injecting that type of thing. And then you really want some guidance on how to use it. I'm a horrible person as far as something new comes along, I'm going to try it on myself and I'm going to try it at the max dose right off the bat. I will tell you that's probably not the best way to do it. When I first started, I took the max dose, just again, first injection, max dose. It's a very strange feeling when you do that. I'm not an anxious person. I don't think I've ever had an anxiety attack, but that's probably the closest I could describe it. I've heard somebody else describe it as feeling like you're at the top of the hill on the roller coaster getting ready to go down. Mm-hmm. I'd say that's probably a pretty accurate. You kind of feel a little shaky, like your heart's kind of pounding, your stomach's in your throat. It lasts about an hour, hour and a half, and then it goes away.
The thing that just surprises me so much about people that are ordering those online, I mean, you are injecting it into your body, and you don't know what you're injecting. And to me, that seems
terrifying.
You just don't know.
Yeah.
The side effects. I mean, I think it's scary to inject it knowing that it came from you and a reputable source. It's still, you know, you're still injecting something directly into your stomach.
Right.
It just seems so crazy that people are so willing to purchase them from who knows where.
Yeah, I don't understand it either, but some people will do anything to save a buck.
Yeah, that's crazy. I was going to ask you on you said the two different ways of injecting it was through like a subcutaneous or IV. Which is there one that's better than the other? Do they kind of affect both the same?
You probably get it into your bloodstream, obviously, quicker if you do the IV infusion. That's what I would say the majority of the research on the peptide has been done on IV infusion, but I'd say best way to do it would be the sub-Q injections. It's still going to get into your bloodstream, going through the fat in your body into your bloodstream. We know it gets there. We know it increases the concentration levels in your blood. And it's more convenient. You don't have to go somewhere where they can start an IV and you have to sit there for an hour while you're waiting for the infusion to go through.
And that's what I was going to ask you. So would you still have to do that twice a week if you did the infusion?
Usually once a week if you do the infusion. Some people only do it once a month if they do the infusion. I think you get a little bit of that roller coaster where you feel really good while it's concentrating your bloodstream, and towards the end of the month it starts to wear off. And so I think that's one of the benefits of doing the twice a week sub-Q injections.
Yeah, it's just easier and more convenient, not quite so intense.
Yeah.
And what's the max dosage?
It's, I believe, 1,000 milligrams. So we do, if I remember right, 500 milligrams twice a week.
Okay, then let's talk about BPC-157.
Okay.
I think I need that in my life.
So BPC stands for Body Protection Compound, and it's a pretty amazing drug or peptide. I hate to call it a drug because it's not really a drug. It's a peptide. It depends on how you use it and where you use it, what it does. So again, you can inject it sub-Q into the tissue, but you can also take it orally. Depending on what you're trying to do is how you're going to take it. It really focuses on the gut-brain axis. So when you take it orally, it's amazing. It's an anti-ulcer property.
Oh, wow.
It, people with IBS swear it is a game changer in their life for the constant stomach pain, constipation, diarrhea that comes with IBS. Take it orally. It improves the GI mucosa, so you don't have that leaky gut that you hear about. It also helps if you're drink quite a bit of alcohol or you take a lot of non-steroidal anti-inflammatories. It helps maintain that gastrointestinal lining. So it counter-affects the problems that those substances have on your gut. It can keep you from getting an ulcer. It's found naturally in our gastric juices. It really can oppose alcohol withdrawal, the intoxicating effects of alcohol. It can help regulate your blood pressure. It decreases neuroinflammation. They believe it has some help with improving depression symptoms. And then it's really great for any kind of injury to bone, tendon, muscle, ligament. So with those, you want to inject it right into the area.
To that area.
So I would say probably all the professional athletes now are using BPC-157 if they have an injury. It helps them recover from that injury better, quicker, get back up on the field or the court much better. They also know that it increases the nitric oxide in your bloodstream, which, again, that helps regulate your blood pressure. Also, sometimes for men that have ED, they don't have enough nitric oxide. That helps with the erection process. So it's a pretty amazing compound that does a lot of things.
So when you talked about the for alcohol piece of it, would that be something that they would give somebody going through like rehab, trying to get off of alcohol?
It would be something you could do. I don't think it's that popular in mainstream medicine yet. But right. If you're trying to naturally get through it, looking for some help, then there's been some studies out there showing BPC-157 may really help with the withdrawal process and help lessen those symptoms that you have. They're also using it in some places for corneal issues. So if you have a corneal abrasion, something, it'll help those heal quicker. Severe burns, they're using it because, again, it helps speed that healing of the tissue. Crazy.
Like you said, that they've been around for a while, but they've just gotten, seems to be lately more popular for that type of thing.
Yeah.
That there's this peptide that is actually going to change someone's life drastically in so many different ways with just doing one specific peptide.
Yeah.
That's crazy to me.
Yeah, it is. I mean, and we have the gamut of clients in our clinic. We have the ones that just want to try this one particular one. And we have some people that spend hundreds, if not thousands of dollars a month, and they're taking them all because they're obsessed with not aging and being their fittest and their healthiest. Yeah. And so they may do a whole stack of multiple peptides. They may rotate and do this peptide for so many months and then stop and do a different peptide and go back and forth. It's really interesting. There's some peptide fanatics out there.
That's funny.
Probably not that crazy. You know, finances are sometimes a limitation too. But I would say, you know, if you have to pick one, pick what issues really bothering you, talk to your healthcare provider, pick one that's going to do you the best mm-hmm. for what you do. Like I said, I picked NAD and I really love it. And I don't see myself coming off of it because of what it works for me. Like I said, my IBS people, they do not want to come off their BPC.
That's crazy. And so I guess that's a question too. Once you're on them, you don't have to come off of them, right? You can take them forever.
There's a few that they recommend you cycle just so that you don't suppress your own natural production of it. Uh-huh. So some of them we say, you know, do 3 months, come off for 3 months. You can rotate to something else. But as far as, you know, you can only take them once for 1 month and then you're done for life. No, that's not the case.
It's something that's got to be ongoing.
Yeah.
I've talked about this before, but I follow a trainer, a physical fitness trainer, and she decided, and I think she was 50-some, to run a triathlon or one of those. But she was injured. She actually tore her ACL, I don't know, a couple months ago, and she's had several surgeries on that knee. So her doctor just said, you know, at this point, we should just do a knee replacement. Your knee's just destroyed. And she started doing, I think it was BPC 157 and CJ10 or something. She buys them online, which to me is crazy. But it was a combination, and she was injecting them right into her knee. And she went back to the follow-up to try to figure out scheduling and knee surgery. And he goes, you don't need it now. I mean, it's healed.
Yeah.
So she's going to actually prolong her. She'll probably at some point still have to have one.
Yeah.
But she's running again. She's back on triathlon training by just doing that injection.
Yeah. The last conference we went to, the speaker, he really pretty much wrote the book and runs the foundation on peptide therapy. His son was a discus thrower in Division II school and fractured his foot, had a Lafort fracture, which usually is ending your career. You know, it's career ending. But he started injecting his son with the BPC 157 in his foot daily. And I think it was 6 months, the kid's back up competing at a national level. Amazing.
That is crazy.
Yeah. I wish they would talk more about it. I don't think they do much, but I know Dr. Lavelle, who I was speaking of, he is a consultant to a lot of NBA, NFL teams and helps them develop protocols for peptides for their athletes to keep them healthy or to help them recover from injury.
That's so nuts that it can repair it like that.
Yeah.
And this is a weird question, but when you were talking about the IBS and all the stomach things, if you were on the weight loss injection, which is a peptide, mm-hmm. and you were having trouble with it with nausea and stuff, do you think you could do both at the same time or would that be counter?
No, you could do both at the same time.
Kind of eliminate the stomach issues.
It might. Yeah. I really like stacking NAD with the weight loss shots just because, you know, we've all heard about the Ozempic face, which means that, you know, you're losing a lot of fat. And then when we lose fat in our face, that's where we really age. And so taking the NAD helps keep you synthesizing collagen, not lose as much fat in your face, not have as much skinny, you know, sagging skin, things like that.
So you would still do it the same way. You'd do the 2 times a week on the NAD and then do the injections weekly,
yeah,
like normal. It's just that you're doing them at the same time.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah. And is there anything you mix with the 157 or is that just straight that what you just named does it all with just BPC 157?
Just BPC 157. Like you said, you can always stack peptides. Maybe you want the collagen synthesis and the longevity of the NAD, but you get the GI upset. You can take the BPC. You could take those together if you wanted to.
Okay. To me, it's just a kind of like, well, you talk about with the injections, the weight loss injections that 10 years from now, you think most people will be on those for some reason or another. Yep. I think that's, don't you think the same thing with peptides, with what they're doing now with them?
I hope so. You know, the problem with peptides, just like a lot of other things, is they can't, because it's a naturally occurring substance, the big pharmaceutical companies can't patent it and mass produce it. And so they can't make their billions and billions off of it. So they're not as willing to manufacture and push it out there, you know, and it's a sad state of what our healthcare is about, that big pharmacy kind of runs it and dictates things that we know would be good for us, but they don't want to do it because they can't make the mega profits off of it.
So the good news for businesses like yours, they can always get them from you.
Yeah,
so
we can get them compounded from an FDA-approved compounding pharmacy and get those. And honestly, recently, big pharmacy tried to stop it. And fortunately, the compounding pharmacies kind of won that suit and are able to continue to manufacture them. But they did try to stop it. Heaven forbid we should give our patients something that actually make them healthy, not just a pill to mask a symptom.
Cause other issues.
Yeah. And have side effects that we have to give another pill for.
Yeah. That's the beauty of these, is that there aren't any side effects except the positive ones that actually fixes the situation.
Very few. And most of them are more of a nuisance than cause an actual physical problem. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, what's the next one?
So the third one I thought we'd talk about today is CJC-1295. And it is a human growth hormone releasing hormone. So we know when we're young, we have a lot of human growth hormone in our body. That helps us grow and get healthy and strong and tall. And as we age, our body produces less and less of the human growth hormone. So this just stimulates your pituitary gland to put out more of your human growth hormone. And so it goes in, it binds with the albumin in your bloodstream. And again, it's used for a lot of things, collagen synthesis. It helps with a lot cognitive function. They're finding it plays a role in that. I would say probably the thing I see it most used for is it increases muscle mass and strength and helps burn off fat. So it helps you burn fat better. So a lot of our athlete guys that live in the gym want the big muscles. They love the CJC-1295. It does help some with sleep, cognitive function, collagen synthesis, so improves skin elasticity, helps with the aging as well. They use it some for soft tissue injury and burns, especially after surgery, to help speed up healing. You know, our fellas, I say fellas, ladies too, but the ones that work out hard, they recover so much faster. They don't have the sore muscles, you know, leg day. You don't have sore legs for 3 days. You might have sore legs for 12 hours and you're back to feeling better. A lot of people like to mix the CJC with another growth hormone releasing hormone because makes it last longer in the bloodstream. So you mix it with, a lot of times we mix it with ipamorelin, which is another one of those agents, and you get blood level concentrations that last 6, 8, 10 days when you mix the two together. It's one we usually recommend you do about 90 days worth. You rotate off onto something else for about 90 days and then back on. Also primarily done with sub-Q injections. So just a little tiny insulin needle. You really don't even feel it and it works great.
And is ipamorelin also a peptide that you just combine them?
Yeah, combine the two together. They both sort of do the same thing, but when you mix them together, they last longer and they're more effective.
And so you really can combine multiple peptides.
Yeah, there's a lot of people doing what they call a peptide stack, which is 2, 3, 4 peptides together they're injecting at the same time.
And is it something that you would get it from your pharmacy all mixed together into one vial, or they still do 4 different vials?
Just depends on the pharmacy and which peptides, if they're compatible and you can put them all together.
Okay.
Some of them you might, they might be in separate vials, but you draw them up in the same syringe. And then there's some you're going to have to do each one in its individual syringe.
So 4 shots, maybe.
Yeah. You honestly, with those little insulin needles, you do it kind of in your tummy or your inner thigh. You don't even feel it.
And peptides, when they come, and I know yours already come with the mix.
It depends on the peptide. So some come pre-mixed, already in liquid form. Some come, what they call lyophilized, where it's like a powder, and then you add like either normal saline or sterile water in it to reconstitute it. Most of ours are already pre-reconstituted in the concentration. But yeah, some of them you get overseas and things, different places, they will come in a solid form and you have to put the liquid in.
And I had a question on the growth hormone, you know, because as you get older, that growth hormone, I guess, goes away because we don't continue growing. Does it hurt you just then take a peptide that kind of beefs up that growth hormone? It doesn't.
No, it just, it helps you, again, maintain your muscle mass. And what we know more and more is muscle really is the most important thing to healthy aging. The more muscle mass you have, the more you're going to be mobile as you get older, less likely you're going to fall, less likely you're going to become wheelchair bound. So anything you can do to preserve muscle mass, the healthier you're going to age, less likely you're to be debilitated
as you get older, which, boy, I worry about that too, because it's easy to, because recovery is harder as you get older, it's easier to just go, oh,
it is. I mean, you know, we watch a toddler that's 2 years old, they trip and fall 17 times a day and just bite the floor and jump up and go.
Yeah.
You know, I'm in my late 50s, I fall, I'm gonna hurt for 2 weeks, you know, just to not be that sore, not have a debilitating injury from something simple. I think it was Dr. Lavelle said, you know, muscle's the currency of aging, meaning if you want to have a rich life when you're older, you got to have muscle. If you don't have muscle, that's when we start becoming frail and immobile and things like that.
Boy, I really see that too. Yeah. I mean, I damaged my knee putting my pants on. I mean, how sad is that?
I think like I was telling the other day, I got my toe hung in my underwear as I was putting them on and fell into the dresser and blacked an eye. And it's like, that's really embarrassing and pitiful, but what happens.
I do. And I think it's a balancing thing when there's lack of muscle too. I think we are off balance and it's easy to topple, easier than it used to be.
Yeah. So if you can maintain muscle, you can maintain your agility, your ability to, you know, stretch and things, you're going to age so much better, live independently longer.
Longer. I saw that with my mom. And then compared to my dad, who was always a very muscular person, and even at 89, very muscular now. And he gets down on the floor and up better than I do.
Yeah.
And it's the saddest thing ever. It's like, I need to get my act together, because it totally makes sense with muscle for that strength.
Absolutely.
As you age. So, okay, name them again. So,
CJC 1295, often mixed with ipamorelin, BPC 157, standing for body protection compound, and then NAD plus.
Okay. And we can call you to get set up.
Yeah, absolutely. You can call us, Kinetic Clinic. We're at 918-574-2376, or our website is www.kineticclinic.net.
All right. We'll see you next week.
Thank you.